Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with a high nearing 41. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 21. Warmer on Saturday, sunny with a high of 51, and clear skies over Saturday night with a low around 26. Partly sunny on Sunday with our high of 52 and clear skies over Sunday night with a low around 24. And even warmer as we head into Monday, sunny with a high of 56 and rain possible throughout Monday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently it's 19.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. A farm bill for the state of Kansas has officially been presented to the House and Senate committees in the state legislature. And Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has partnered with the Kansas Farm Bureau to talk about the improvements needed to the agricultural community in the state. As she announced that she is urging the House and Senate committees to keep following crop insurance, volunteer conservation programs, along with technological innovations. As she says, maintaining a robust agricultural economy in the state is vital.
How much we value the agriculture industry here in the state of Kansas, what an important part of our economy they really are, and that my administration is doing everything we can to ensure that they have the resources and the support they need for those communities to continue to thrive.
That audio from WIBW News. Mike Beam, the Secretary for the Department of Agriculture in the state, said he is set to continue to monitor the bill's progress through Congress and advocate for the approval as they continue to discuss the rights of Kansas farmers, water rights in the state, and more.
Rusty Ag Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Ag Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Ag Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Those stationed at Fort Riley in the state of Kansas may have to look elsewhere for their tax services as we get into tax season, as WIBW reports that the U.S. Army is cutting some of their tax preparation services for those on Fort Riley due to an increase in the workload. The announcement came from the Fort Riley Legal Assistance Office, saying that they will no longer operate a tax center following the Army Office of Judge Advocate General's October announcement. The Tax Assistance Center, along with the Internal Revenue Service's Voluntary Income Tax Assistance Program, were used to provide tax preparation services for those eligible to receive legal assistance under the Army Regulation 27-3. In other news, five police officers in Topeka, Kansas, will not be facing charges after shooting and killing a man who rushed at them with a knife last year. KAKE News reports that the Kansas Bureau of Investigation officers found the Topeka police officers justifiable in the shooting of 33-year-old Taylor Lowry. Police shot Lowry 34 times after he rushed them with a knife and socket wrench. According to the investigation, Lowry was under the influence of drugs when he was shot.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Public schools in the Grand Island, Nebraska area are working to try and get students better prepared for the workforce after graduation, as the public schools held their third annual Junior Internship Day inside the Bosselman Conference Center. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the Grand Island Senior High School juniors and seniors at the school had the opportunity to interact with business leaders while doing mock interviews to understand how the interview process works. As the interim superintendent for the school district, Matt Fisher, says the day allows students to further explore the academy that they want to go into.
And I think it really helps them to start polishing some skills as far as interview process. They have to come with a resume in hand, so they've had a chance to prepare a resume. And then they do some work with strength finders and identify where some of their strengths lie.
He goes on to say that the event also allows students to get an idea of what other workforce opportunities are out there.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. U.S. Congressman Tracy Mann will host town hall meetings Monday in Marysville at Landau Lanes at 9:15 a.m. and will stop at Snappers in Hanover Monday at 10:45 as part of his annual tour of the Big First District. The public is welcome to attend. Washington County tax sale is planned Tuesday, February 14th at 1 p.m. in the courthouse courtroom. There are 21 parcels eligible for the sale. People who want to bid on properties at the tax sale must register to bid. Registration closes 2 hours before the sale, which begins Tuesday at 1. Ron Wilson with the Huck Boyd Rural Development Institute is our public affairs guest this weekend on KNDY. His comments during a recent visit to Marysville will air Saturday morning at 7:10, just before his weekly program, Kansas Profile. Deadline approaching for submitting theme ideas for the Marshall County Fairs this Monday. Contact Georgina Lindquist or Crystal Porter in Blue Rapids. Barnes Community Development Corporation will hold a special meeting of shareholders Monday, February 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Hometown Cafe in Barnes to consider approval of the sale or disposition of the old school building and gym. Amendment of the Articles of Incorporation and bylaws will also be on the agenda. For additional information, contact Board President Nick Sedevi. An informative and interactive Conservation Reserve Program workshop is scheduled Wednesday, February 15th, 10 a.m. in the community room, Seneca Free Library. Hosted by Pheasants Forever, presentations will include Mandy Lang, Farm Bill Wildlife Biologist with Pheasants Forever, and Megan Winkler, CRP Program Technician with the Farm Service Agency. There will be time for questions with the group after the presentation. Learn more about CRP if you're unfamiliar, or get questions answered if you're planning on re-enrolling. No registration. This is a free workshop. Wednesday, February 15th, begins at 10 a.m. in the community room at Seneca Free Library. For more information, contact Mandy Lang with Pheasants Forever at 785-336-2164. River Valley Ag Land Leasing Survey results will be presented at a meeting in Clifton February 21st at 7 p.m. Results of a survey which local producers and landowners returned will be reviewed, providing an overview of lease rates for area cropland and pastures. A light meal will be provided. Advance reservations are requested by February 17th at the Clay Center or Concordia office of River Valley Extension District at 785-632-5335 or 785-243-8185.
The people that I appreciate the most are the ones that are committed to their community, that would say, you know, what's good for my community is good for business and vice versa, that they'll invest locally and not just for the bottom line, but for the good of the community and the good of their people. And those are special, and those are typically your homegrown entrepreneurs that are really committed to their community and their people, and that makes Kansas special.
That is Ron Wilson. He is the host of Kansas Profile, which airs Saturday mornings on KNDY. He'll also be our guest on our public affairs program Saturday morning at 7:10. As he was a recent visitor in Marysville, spoke at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street Banquet on Saturday. Axtell Harvesters food distribution at noon today. Follow the signs in Axtell to the parking lot at 6th and Elm Street for sign up and pick up. Keith A. Davis, age 88, formerly of Pawnee City, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Wherry Mortuary in Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 7, at the Wherry Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Keith Davis. Inez E. Swanson, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away January 30th. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Salem Evangelical Lutheran Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. at the church. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Inez Swanson. Wesley A. Jedlick, age 81, formerly of Hollenburg, passed away December 26th. Graveside service is planned Monday, February 13th, 11 a.m. at the Hollenburg Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Wesley Jedlick. John A. Neatfelt, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday afternoon at 2 at the church. Visitation Saturday 10 to 5, Sunday 9 to noon at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for John Neatfelt. David E. Hearn, age 87, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday at 2 at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Sunday noon until 8. Family greeting friends Sunday 1 until 3 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for David Hearn. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue meatballs, scalloped potatoes, a muffin, green beans, and pineapple. Monday's menu, chicken strips, sweet potatoes, garden blend vegetables, and pineapple. KNDY News Time 7:16.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Come test your knowledge at the Marshall County Arts Cooperative Get Smart with the Arts Trivia Night. The evening kicks off 7 p.m. Saturday, February 11th at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. Join in a night of fun and interesting trivia along with good company. Popcorn bar will be available as drinks are BYOB. $200 per team of six. Registration and more information can be found at marshallcountyarts.org. Try your trivia at Get Smart with the Arts Night, February 11th, presented by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying slightly cooler but sunny today with our highs in the lower 40s. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 20s. Temperatures will start to warm up quickly as we head into Saturday. Sunshine with our highs in the lower 50s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. South winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Still warmer on Sunday, partly sunny with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s, and still clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Temperatures staying warmer as we head into Monday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-50s, before a slight chance for some rain showers over Monday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s, southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Rain showers become more likely on Tuesday, staying cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and more rain possible Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-February, 44, record high on this date, 79. The average low, 21, and the record low, 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:25. Sunset this evening at 5:58. It's 27 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 10th of February. KNDY News Time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Valentine's Day is all about love, but not just romantic love. It's the perfect opportunity to shower your family, friends, and children with sweet notes and gifts to remind them of just how much they mean to you. And Reflections is here to help. From funny and sentimental cards to delicious gourmet chocolates and candies, adorable Valentine's Day plush, and more, you're guaranteed to find something they'll love. Make Reflections Hallmark your Valentine's Day shopping destination, located at 901 Broadway in downtown Marysville, Kansas.
Bite Me is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full-service catering, drop-off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
Thursday night, Hanover swept Thayer Central. Hanover girls win 55-21. Hanover boys, 39-28. Friday night tip-offs, Marysville at Clay Center, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Axtell hosting Washington County live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights at Centralia, Frankfurt at Troy. Hanover entertains Donovan West. Lynn is at Wetmore. Diller O'Dell, home to Friend, and Southern entertains Thayer Central.
Be the envy of every tailgate this Sunday with your choice of local meats. Pork, chicken, and beef from everyone's favorite, Tony's Meat Market in Marysville. Chicken wings fresh and ready to go, $2.99 per pound, and two-pack pork butts on sale at $1.99 per pound. Always fresh, never frozen. Eat great and celebrate this Super Bowl Sunday from Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. It's time for the Stackline Report.
Well, folks, there isn't any doubt about it. The cattle numbers are down big time all across this country, making the 2023 outlook for the cattle industry mighty bright. There are some things that affect this cattle market besides numbers, and I think everybody needs to remember that. Number one is feed prices. But in the meantime, just to throw out a few figures that are interesting to me as a cattleman. Feeder cattle and calf supplies outside of the feed yards are down, listen to this, 400 to 450,000 head. It looks like drought force placement and culling beef production record highs. I've got to tell you, friends, interesting things going on as far as the total numbers are concerned. Oklahoma shows the largest total inventory decline among top cattle states. Kansas is right behind it. That 11% is total inventory, 7% on beef cow numbers, and of course, Oklahoma right in the middle of the biggest drought in history. So it doesn't surprise me at all. We've got most of our states down, not all of them, and it looks like total numbers indicate a heck of a cattle market for 2023. Again, we're going to have to take into consideration other items such as, you know, people are going to say, hey, if we can't make any money feeding cattle because the grain price is too high, won't make much difference about the cattle inventory. Or if the folks at the grocery store cut back on what they're buying, and they haven't so far, it's been very, very good. People like beef. We'll talk more about this in later reports. Stay tuned.
Crown Over Auto Sales is growing. New and expanded inventory with great selection of reliable vehicles at the price you're looking for. Service to back every sale and a welcome hand without a hard sales pitch. Stop by and see Crown Over Auto Sales across from Prairie Valley Vet, East Highway 36, Marysville.
The bald eagle has been the national emblem of the United States since 1782. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Joe Gerken, K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Specialist, gives insight on bald eagles, their return to Kansas for the winter, and why you are more likely to spot them near water.
I think a lot of us know the story. You know, in the 1950s, 1960s, populations of bald eagles really crashed. And so they weren't in Kansas for about 20 or 30 years from the 60s up until 1989. We didn't have any documented nesting pairs of bald eagles in Kansas. So they returned in 1989. We had a couple pairs. And now we have about 3,000 nesting pairs that overwinter in Kansas. So quite the success story coming back from almost gone to 3,000 that we know about today. So their populations have rebounded enough that they're no longer threatened or endangered, but they are still protected. There's an Eagle Protection Act that the Fish and Wildlife Service monitors, and that basically says you can't do anything to harm them. So you can't go up to their nests and disrupt their nests. You can't catch or capture a bald eagle. You can't even own the feather of a bald eagle. So, you know, you can go out, you can take pictures, but that's all you can really take from the bald eagles. Other than that, we just need to enjoy watching them and having them in Kansas.
Gherkin describes their nesting habits and signs of maturity.
Yeah, so generally, not every pair does this, but most pairs come down from Canada and they overnest here. So they add on to their nest every year. And so it keeps getting bigger and bigger the longer that they're here. Bald eagles come down in late fall and you'll see them stick around through generally March. But they're having their babies and you'll see them along the river or along areas that have open water. So they probably are having eggs about now, laying their eggs, and then those will mature, and they generally hatch in the middle of February. And we see about a month or so, middle of March is when they take off, hopefully with those fledglings going up to Canada. But when they're born, and for the first year or two of their life, they're completely brown. They start to have a mottled color, and then that picturesque white head of the bald eagle, generally around year five is when we start to see, you know, what we would think of as the picturesque bald eagle. They have their full plumage, but it takes about 5 years for them to get there.
Gherkin shares information about their diets as an explanation to why bald eagles are found near water.
Yeah, so a majority of bald eagle diet is fish, and so they're often found around open waters. You know, we see them up in Alaska around the ocean for a lot, but around Kansas, you'll see them in lakes, reservoirs, anywhere that there's open water, big rivers, and so they're down there, they're fishing, catching food. They'll also scavenge, but primarily they're finding those fish and eating that as part of their diet.
That's K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Specialist Joe Gherkin with insight on bald eagles, their return to Kansas for the winter, and why you are more likely to spot them near water. If you're looking for more information on bald eagles, you can contact your local extension agent or check out the Audubon Society or Fish and Wildlife Services online. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow sale Wednesday, February 15th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs. We'll have 41 fancy Angus and semi-Angus first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 45-day-old calves by side. There'll be 16 red Angus first calf heifers with 30 to 45-day-old calves, 30 fancy Angus and semi-Angus first calf heifers. They'll be bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for late February, March calves. There'll be 16 Hereford first and second calf heifers. They'll be bred to Angus and Hereford bulls for March and April calving. We'll have the herd dispersal of 45 gentle, home-raised, purebred, red and roan short-horn cows. They'll be 2 years to short and solid, purebred to short-horn bulls for late February to April calves. There'll be 80 black cows. They'll be 5 years to older, bred to Charlet bulls for late February, March calving. There'll be 225 choice black and black-white-faced red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old. They'll be bred for March and April calves. We'll also have 100 black-white-faced cows, 4 to 8 years old. They'll have October to December calves by side. Also offered will be 2 short-horn bulls. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, February the 15th at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
What is the science behind weather lore? We will put one time-tested proverb to the test on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 10th, the 41st day of the year. Actress Laura Dern shares a birthday with Olympic swimming champ Mark Spitz. Have you ever heard this piece of weather lore? No weather's ill if the wind be still. It's an old-time proverb that turns out to have a lot of basis in science. Wind tends to be stronger near frontal boundaries, and that's also where the weather is the stormiest. If the wind is still, you're likely to be near the center of high pressure, where precipitation is least likely to occur. It's a less reliable adage once the weather warms when convection can produce sudden showers or thunderstorms. For mid-February, though, it's a solid bit of folk wisdom. So remember, no weather's ill if the wind be still. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather lore online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 27 degrees this morning in Marysville. Highs around 40 on tap again today. We may edge 50 Saturday into Sunday with a warm-up.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's officially time for the big weekend for the big game with many big fans of the Kansas City Chiefs all geared up for the Super Bowl 57 of 2023 as the Kansas City Chiefs are in Arizona taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. It was a tight victory, but a victory nonetheless as the Chiefs ended up becoming the NFC Conference champions again against the Cincinnati Bengals by a field goal 23-20 and going into the game 14-3 overall for the season and atop the AFC West. The Eagles are going in match with their record as well at 14-3 from the NFC East after their victory in the conference championships against the San Francisco 49ers with a dominant victory 31-7. The Kansas City Chiefs have made it to the Super Bowl in the last three of the 4 years, with all eyes on Patrick Mahomes coming in with a sprained ankle, but being seen on the practice field over the last week. Kickoff for the big game is at 5:30 Central Time in Arizona on Sunday afternoon. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
In 1958, the world was introduced to Buddy Guy.
I shouldn't cry, sing the blues.
The myth, the legend, live.
You're down right, I got the blues.
The Damn Right Farewell Tour.
Down to
Friday, March 10th, First Council Casino. Tickets on sale now at 7clans.com, 866-966-1777, or the Casino Players Club. Buddy Guy, another breath of fresh air from Inner Visions.
The 2023 AARP Community Challenge Grant Program is now accepting applications. The program is open to eligible nonprofits and government organizations. The grants fund quick action, innovative projects related to public spaces, transportation, housing, digital connections, community resilience, diversity and inclusion, and more. And this year, the program features two new funding opportunities for demonstration projects and micro grants. For more information and to apply by the March 15th deadline, visit online at aarp.org/community challenge, paid for by AARP.
College hoops back in action over this weekend as the Kansas State Wildcats and the Kansas Jayhawks are ready to go again. The Jayhawks on the road down in Oklahoma to take on the Oklahoma Sooners. That tip off on Saturday at noon. They're coming off their victory on Monday earlier this week against the number 5 Texas Longhorns, 88-80. The Jayhawks are working to rebound after a few losses from last week and currently sitting number 4 in the Big 12 Conference with their overall record of 19-5. They're in conference play at 7-4. And Kansas State basketball, they're also back in action on Saturday again as well with an evening tip at 6 p.m. against the Texas Tech Red Raiders. That game is on the road as well. Kansas State is sitting number 3 in the Big 12 Conference with the Red Raiders at the bottom of the Big 12. Kansas State's also coming off a big victory against the number 17 at TCU Horned Frogs, 82-61 on Tuesday. Finally, in Wichita State basketball, their tip-off is at 3 p.m. on Sunday. They're back at home as they take on SMU. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Thursday night, Hanover swept Thayer Central. Hanover girls win 55-21. Hanover boys, 39-28. Friday night tip-offs, Marysville at Clay Center live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Axtell hosting Washington County live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights at Centralia. Frankfurt at Troy, Hanover entertains Donovan West, Lynn is at Wetmore, Diller Odell home to Friend, and Southern entertains Thayer Central.
Sandy is cooking up all your favorites for...
Hey,
you love me all night long. I couldn't help but let her string my heart along. I knew better, I still do, but I'm not the first man who's ever played the fool. So tell me why do I keep a holding on? Oh, why do I keep staring down the barrel of a loaded gun? Tell me why can't I just let go? Somebody knows. Well, then tell me. Feeling, but I gave in.